Home is here. Practicing Anti-Racism with the Engaged Eightfold Path by Reverend Leon Shutt. Narrated by Reverend Leon Shutt. Published by North Atlantic Books. To Deb, home is here with you. Our own life has to be our message. Thich Nhat Hanh. Foreword by Chen Sing Han. Here in Northern California, the past 3 years have been the driest on record. This parched season, I've been living on unceded Ohlone land. Not far south of me, you'll find the publisher of this capacious and liberatory book. Further south and west, the Access to Zen, A to Z, meditation group is back to weekly in-person meetings. An hour's drive north of here is the Russian River, a place beloved by A to Z's guiding teacher, Reverend Leon Shutt. On early morning walks in my neighborhood, I pause to admire dew-dotted spiderwebs. Nestled among the leaves of succulents and shrubs, these tiny marvels yield the intricacies at daybreak before the dew's departure paints them back into air. Like this book, each strand is made with tenderness and resilience. I first encountered Reverend Leon in Making the Invisible Visible, Healing Racism in Our Buddhist Communities, a collection of writing by Buddhists of color and their allies. As a founding member of one of the few Bay Area POC meditation groups in the late 1990s, Shutt reflects. For many people of color and mixed race people, because of our individual and collective histories of disenfranchisement, the need to find refuge in a sangha is especially important. While each of us works towards the ability to be safe and free wherever we find ourselves in this present world, having a place that validates our essential being on a racial, ethnic, and cultural front is a necessary step in the process. It is my hope as a caretaker that the Buddhists of Color Sangha is such a place. It is with this caretaking spirit and caretaker's resolve that Reverend Leon offers us Home is Here, Practicing Anti-Racism with the Engaged Eightfold Path. In this long-awaited volume, we receive Dharma gifts in abundance, teachings to learn by, pauses to rest upon, stories to heal with, aspirations to live into. As the opening lines of the introduction make clear, Home is Here does not flinch from the many forms of violence that mar our world. Violence that disproportionately harms those who have been marked as other for reasons of race, gender, sexuality, class, and more. At the same time, this book refuses to reduce marginalized bodies to the harms visited upon them. As a Vietnamese American adoptee, 1.5 generation immigrant, and gender nonconforming lesbian, Shutt is no stranger to suffering. With her decades of training as a Soto Zen priest and social worker, Reverend Leon also embodies the deep faith and defiant hope that inspire practitioners to proclaim the four bodhisattva vows. Beings are numberless, I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible, I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless, I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable, I vow to become it. In Home is Here, a snowy puppy of dandelions, weeds clinging to spider webs on the back porch of a home on the Russian River, become Dharma gates. This is a thirst-quenching book for those of us who yearn to weave Buddhist teachings with social justice, who wish to realize how the personal and the structural are in constant co-creative relationship. I move from thinking my life is a cage to realizing its container, writes Reverend Leon. Reading Home Is Here, I feel as though I've been offered the begging bowl of the Soto Zen monk Ryokan, 1758 to 1831. In my bowl, I mingle violets and dandelions, wishing to offer them to the Buddhas in the three worlds. Translation by Kazukai Tanahashi. With a kindred spirit of urgency and sincerity, Ryokan's contemporary and Japanese poet and lay Buddhist priest, Kobayashi Isha, 1763 to 1828, composed the following haiku after the death of his young daughter. This dewdrop world is a dewdrop world, and yet, translated by Lewis Mackenzie. Begging bowl, spider web, dandelion pappus, dewdrop, Reverend Leon, you, me, each a humble container vast enough to encompass the entire cosmos. May this book aid us in finding home right where we are, even as we strive to create refuge for all. Preface. This book did not start out as a book. This book came into being as a response. In the spring of 2020, as the world was shutting down due to COVID-19, cries for help and support arose from my students. The largest in number and in degree were from students of Asian ancestry. Some of those cries were about the pandemic, but the majority were about how to deal with the fear, distress, anger, despair, and a variety of other emotions due to the stark increase of Asian American animus and violence. As the devastating consequences of COVID-19 started to become obvious with the steep rise in deaths, the cause for it was still unclear and blame started to be thrown around. In the United States, this became yet another example of the kind of hatred targeted to its people of Asian ancestry, as we heard, Chinese virus and Kung Flu from the highest office in our country, emboldening others to violence both online and on the streets. As a Buddhist teacher, my work is to respond to suffering. When the suffering was being experienced by my Asian American students in the San Francisco Bay Area, I realized that a curriculum I was developing called The Engaged, Four Noble Truths was the answer. Since the fall of 2017, I was in the midst of reformatting the most ancient and basic of Buddhist teachings, the Four Noble Truths, which are often taught simply as a way to understand how suffering and its causes can be overcome individually. I was reframing them to include how structural and systemic causes need to be emphasized so that these teachings can be more relevant to our current times generally and to social justice more specifically. As I see them, they are applicable to all locations and apply to all realms of personal development or distress, systemic crises, disenfranchisement, and oppressions. In particular, they can and have been used these past few years to address and respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, to gender phobia, to homophobia, and to racialization and racism. My work on this reframing actually started in response to another set of distressing events. Beginning in early 2017, the North American Buddhist world was rocked by several incidences of sexual misconduct by well-known teachers. This issue was a focus at a gathering of my contemporary teachers, and a social work model of conflict resolution and restoration was presented. Being a social worker myself, I found that model to be very
sample complete. Ready to continue?